program. We operate every weekday morning, 9 to 10, mornings for the Master, with various speakers throughout the week, like Brother Medford and Westbrook and Smithy, Brother McElyea, myself. We have the great opportunity to address the World Wide Web, as it were. So welcome. And if you are here on a regular basis, thank you for your great listenership. Glad to have you with us. I know a lot of folks listen regularly, like my good wife. Love you very much. Thank you for listening, and look forward to seeing you this evening. Also, my good buddy Mikey. Mikey is out there this morning. Hey, Mikey. Shoot me a text if I'm getting out. I still have no playback in the studio, so I'm not sure if I'm getting out. I hope I am, but glad to have you guys with us. I'll see you later as well. Miss Sandy and Mr. Mike, they listen on a pretty regular basis up there in South Dakota. Man, I bet it's cold up there this morning. It was in the high 30s here, and I imagine that up there it was probably 30 below or something, but good morning, and welcome to you there in South Dakota and out there in Southwest Virginia. The Hockets listen as Jeff starts his three-day weekend with his great bride, Glenda, and glad you guys are along. Also, my good mother listens over there in Nashville, Tennessee, properly Brentwood, but glad to have you along. Love you very much. Talk to you later. And then lots of folks around here. You know, we got folks in Florida and Alabama. We've got, well, he says all we got is music. Well, let's see what's going on. We're just going to keep on punching, I guess, and hope that somebody gets us out. I'll send a text here while we're welcoming everybody. We want to make sure that you know that you're welcome. And let me just shoot a text over here. Let's see. All right. Let's send a text there. Just a little bit of a digital hiccup there. So y'all bear with us as we try to get things going. But anyway, glad to have you with us, and so glad to have you around the world, as it were. And if you are in your car, keep both hands on the steering wheel. Let me do the turning of the biblical pages this morning. You keep your hands on the steering wheel. And if you're at home doing your chores, got your earbuds in, or whatever the situation is, glad to have you along. Wherever you may find yourself this morning. I know my wife, she's making that old Walmart run this morning, doing that customer pickup thing. So, oh, what a mess that is. But all of you that are listening, thank you so much. Great big giant shout out. A great big thank you to our first responders that listen. Eric and Brad and Andy and so many guys that are just constantly out there working the front lines for us. Our announcer, Brian, you know, he is a 22-year veteran of the police force here. And so we're glad to know that he's out there protecting us. But however you may find yourself listening this morning, thank you very much. We are humbled by that, and we appreciate it. And if you think of it today, reach out and tell somebody about the Gospel Radio Network. We would love to have that word-of-mouth advertisement. That would be great. Also, let us kind of transition into the bulletin board this morning, those things that are going on around us. We've got several things that are happening this weekend. I know that our ladies are making the trek up there to Detroit this, tomorrow morning, because there's a great Ladies' Day that's being planned. Chloe Osborne and Janae Oldfield are going to teach from the topic of She Hath Done What She Could. And that's all about seeking opportunities to do good. So that's an opportunity for them tomorrow. And so, ladies, please remember that the gathering time is early on. And so make sure and be there at 9 a.m. to get started. And as it says on the flyer here, there's going to be a lunch that is prepared. So if you have that ability, then join them there. Also, the Fruitvale Church of Christ, where my good brother Carl mounts the pulpit weekly. He and Susan are doing a great work down there, and they are having their annual workshop for Bible class teachers. And they always do a great job with that. I've not personally been to one, but the accolades that come out of that every year are amazing. You've got to be thinking outside the box to keep these kids' attention today and to teach them in a sound fashion. So we're grateful for the Fruitvale Church that's doing that tomorrow between 9 and 3. Lunch is going to be provided, and there'll be other resources and whatnot that are available for purchase. But it is noted here that there is no cost to attend. So we appreciate the Fruitvale congregation for putting that on every year. And you can check it out on BibleClassWorkshop.com or connect with them on Facebook at the same address. So let's plan on going to that. If you're not going to the Ladies' Day, make sure and join yourselves down there. So that's tomorrow. Lots of things going on tomorrow. And then coming up, actually starting this evening. I just noticed the date. So back up just a hair. So going tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday, the fourth annual Colleyville lectures are taking place over at the Colleyville Church of Christ. You can find